opera is taking center stage at the Fringe Festival in Edinburgh, Scotland this year. If you think about operatic themes, clearly treachery, adultery, and a certain lurid element have long been the subject of arias. Now comes a musical segue to Jerry Springer, the opera, written by Richard Thomas. It is the hot ticket in Edinburgh right now. The lyricist for the Springer Opera said upon watching the TV show that he realized it was rife with possibilities. Unfortunately, the producers won't share a recording of the songs, which we probably couldn't air anyway. But we did catch up with someone who'd seen the show, a reviewer for London's Metro newspaper, Warwick Thompson.
It's a roller coaster ride through the darkest, deepest, blackest underbelly of American society with songs and tap dancing. I would say that's a good way to sum it up. It is the Jerry Springer show. There is three guests. There is a person playing Jerry Springer. There's an audience that screams and shouts.
Who was the most appalling guest?
I would have to say it was Diaper Man. What he likes to do, and his secret that he has to reveal to his fiancée, Andrea, is that he likes to be dressed up in a diaper and smacked on the bottom while he is pooping it. And he does this in the form of a rather beautiful tenor aria, and he has a wonderful voice, the guy who's singing him.
Now, Jerry Springer creates a certain kind of spectacle for American television audiences, but translating him to an opera, a successful opera as this has been, would require, I think, something more. What more is that?
What Richard Thomas has taken and worked with is the fact that Jerry Springer, the show, is high-level emotion. It's big confrontations. It's sort of ideal material for opera. What he's done is added music, and very, very graceful music. He's got a brilliant ear for parody. So the styles involved are range from Bach passion setting through Calypso to rock and roll through Handel. I mean, he really traverses lots of styles. And the music is excellent. I mean, it's the quality of music that really carries the show, I think.
Did Richard Thomas, who wrote this opera, feel that he had, in a Springer show, a classic battle, division of classes, division of, I don't know, sanity from insanity?
I think so. He's very much made it into a dialectic show. There's lots of confrontation on lots of levels. In the second half of the show, which I think actually is less successful, he pushes the idea into what when I spoke to him, he called a Blakean marriage of heaven and hell, because Jerry is shot at the end of part one and he goes down into hell.
I imagine that must be very satisfying.
Actually, Jerry comes up very well from the show. He comes up very well indeed.
What does Jerry Springer in Jerry Springer the Opera do in hell?
In the end, I suppose the ending of the show is when he attempts to reconcile heaven and hell and good and evil, is very much an irreligious, amoral ending. He comes to the conclusion that all moral values are relative. And when he reaches this point and he sort of manages to kind of get Christ and Satan to shake hands, then we know the opera is finished.
And so I think must be the audience. Thank you so very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much. I very much enjoyed it.